Chapter 1. Working in a remote team. Whether you are part of a team in a big company or someone brought in from outside for a short project, getting to know your team is very important to your success. Here we will look at some different types of remote workers. They can work in different businesses and can be any age. WFH. Working from home, WFH, is often used in the business world. Companies give employees one day a week when they can work from home or anywhere they choose. This saves travel time and gives workers the chance to get away for the weekend. Many businesses use this system because then they can have more employees than they have desks. People have started to build the WFH system into their lives, maybe working from home on Tuesdays to pick up children from school or to go to the doctors. In a 2019 survey, 62% of companies around the world reported that they had a flexible working system in place. WFH is now a part of normal company life. The only thing that changes is the number of days in the office. Because of the high cost of living in cities, some people live where they can afford to and travel to work for the week. These are the people you see on the early trains on Monday morning with their laptops and a large weekend bag. They get to work later than other people, but will work longer that evening. They either have a small apartment near work or share a house with others, sometimes finding these online. They stay until Wednesday or Thursday night and then catch the train home and work from home for the rest of the week. People who work in other countries for 3 or 4 days a week even travel by air instead of by train. Digital nomads. Digital nomads work for organisations, but choose to live in and work from different places. For example, Kate, who works for a design company in London, lives in a house in the south of Spain in summer and in the Swiss mountains during winter. Digital nomads want to travel the world and live in beautiful places that they can afford while doing a job they enjoy. There are websites like Nomadlist or Nomadific, and there are Facebook pages that tell the nomads the best co-working places and the events happening there. There are difficult questions for digital nomads, like the laws for working in different countries, where to pay taxes, and what documents they need. Is it really possible to relax in Goa in winter while working for a business in Amsterdam through an Estonian company? This is still quite a new idea, so it is unclear what digital nomads and the companies employing them can or must do. The high cost of renting homes in cities also affects people's life plans. There are places like the beaches of Bali where you might want to live, or empty towns in Sicily with houses being sold for €1. Homies. Homies, unlike the nomads, are strongly connected to a place. While the homie could move to a big city or to an area where there are lots of businesses, they stay home to be close to family, or just because they want to. Homies can be positive for country life, or life in smaller towns which have lost a lot of young people who have moved to cities to find work. Homies do not like to travel for meetings or other company events, as they have a strong connection to their hometown. Homies choose to work remotely. Gig workers. Gig workers are workers who are not employed full-time. They are specialists who find work online. The work can be paid by the hour or by project. For companies, it can be great to have a group of people to choose from who they know can do a good job. However, gig workers are not always free to work for you, as they work for many different companies. Working towards a goal. When you know how each person in your team likes to work, it is important to be sure that everyone fully understands and works together towards one goal. The company vision describes the company and what it is trying to achieve. This can be something big, but it must be clear. For example, Facebook wants you to connect with friends and the world around you on Facebook. The mission statement is more about what the organisation does. For example, Cliff Bar's mission statement is easy to understand and follow. We're working to run a different kind of company, the kind of place we'd want to work, that makes the kind of food we'd like to eat, and that tries hard for a healthier world, the kind of world we'd like to pass on to our children. It is a good idea to have a company document with goals, values, systems, and processes for everyone to see and to share it with new employees. Cultural differences. Remote teams are often in different countries, so you need to think carefully about cultural differences. In some cultures, people do not usually question their leaders. In other cultures, where communication is more direct, people do question leaders, and the questioning may seem rude to those workers who are not used to it. Changes to the ways people work together should be made slowly, using helpful feedback. Many people want to work in organisations with employees from different cultures, as it brings useful new ways of looking at projects. In a survey, 67% said that working with people from different cultures is important when they are thinking of taking a job. There should, however, be rules so that everyone is treated with respect. Who is who? When a company has cultural rules, shared values and goals, the next step is to understand who does what. The best companies have strong communication between employers and employees. This comes from having a clear organisational structure. When a position is created and filled, it must be clear what the new employee has to do. This needs to be looked at again from time to time, as all positions change as a company develops. It should be clear who the person reports to and what that person is responsible for, so that the position works well with the rest of the organisation. Remote teams can have more flexible responsibilities than other teams. One person could be responsible for the team for one project, and then, for another project, the team could be managed by a different person. This can work well, as people like having different responsibilities, but you need to plan and communicate these carefully. Next, it is important for everyone in the remote team to be clear about who reports to whom. The easiest way to do this is to put some information about the whole team online. Describe what each person does, specialist areas, and even a few words about successes. Not everybody is comfortable writing about themselves, so it is better to choose one person as a journalist for the whole team, or bring in a specialist to do this. Team size. Catherine Klein at the University of Pennsylvania developed the idea that 6 is the magic number for a team. Although teams between 4 and 9 are good, 6 is particularly good for remote teams who meet on video calls. There is a fall in productivity connected to team size known as the Ringelmann effect. In a competition between 2 teams, Ringelmann discovered that adding more people to the team did not increase the ability of the team because some people did not work. Jeff Bezos of Amazon thinks that the best team size is the one that only needs 2 pizzas for dinner. He believes that larger teams do not work as well because it takes more work to manage them. The team size of 6 remote workers can work well without a leader if the structure of communication and meetings is well organized. But smaller teams can cost more for a business because you need more team leader positions and they are paid more. In a team of 6, there will be people with more and less experience. This is healthy, as less experienced people learn, while more experienced people have to organize their own thoughts to explain things. The system does not stop here, as you can have 6 of these teams managed by 1 person, and 6 of these leaders of teams of 6 managed by 1 person. In remote teams, this system helps keep things together and gets everybody communicating. Collective knowledge. Collective knowledge is the information that an organization holds about itself. This is not only about how things work, but processes, quick ways of doing things, and information about specialists and where to find them. Building the collective knowledge in a remote team means checking that the information is saved and easily shared with the team. A good way of doing this is by having a shared drive, somewhere where you record all meetings, talks, presentations, as well as notes, files, and research papers. Online or cloud whiteboards can be used to collect or share ideas. And all the company's marketing branding can be kept on a separate computer drive. One person in the company should be responsible for creating this collective knowledge system and sharing it with teams.